12 activists opposed to drone warfare are spending the next few weeks in an Onondaga County correctional facility. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, sentencing capped off a month-long trial with an admonition from a judge to avoid any more protests on Hancock Air Base property.
Video shot of the Hancock 17 war crimes protesters last October at the Hancock Air Base near Syracuse shows the protesters involved in some confrontations and near-miss traffic accidents. It was that video that prompted DeWitt Town Justice David Gideon to warn activists.
At some point, you're going to be confronted by an individual who's going to get violent. I can see it happening.
After finding 12 of the protesters guilty of disorderly conduct, Gideon said the continued protests that get in the way of business at the base has to stop, but he's not optimistic.
I'm sure that nothing I do here today is going to make this stop. I've heard it over and over again from you. But I also have a duty to this community. And this community has suffered.
Gideon suggested there are legitimate international forums where protesters can make their case against drone warfare. Activists, meantime, say they'll continue to put the spotlight on Hancock, where members of the 174th Attack Wing direct drones in overseas operations. For Ed Kanan of Syracuse, spending 15 days in jail,
it's trivial compared to what is going on overseas as a result of the war crimes being committed here at Hancock Air Base.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.